welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
I assume that summertime you must be up in Michigan enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah, we'll see if Skype holds out here up in the wilds of northern Michigan, but so far so good.
Yeah, no, the quality sounds fine. We're going to talk, this first poem is about nocturnal leg cramps. These are common. In fact, they're present in about 50% of those of us who are over the age of 50, and it looks like they increase as we get older. There's no gender preference. When we talk about leg cramps, we're talking about sort of sudden muscle tightness, most common in the foot, then the calf, and finally the thigh. They can last from a few seconds to minutes, and they're often relieved by forceful stretching. Most of us, I guess, have cramps primarily at night, although sometimes when we're sitting in a funny position, etc., they can be associated with structural disorders or funny leg positions, as I'm mentioning. Certainly some sort of extra cellular volume changes, at least in theory, might lead to some leg cramps as well. There have been some suggestions that there are medicines that actually increase leg cramps, too, that have gained attention recently are the long-acting beta agonists and the potassium-sparing and thiazide-like diuretics. Again, it's been hypothesized. I've not seen any studies definitively linking them to leg cramps. Lots of management. For the most part, pharmacologic therapy is focused on quinine, but this drug's not recommended any longer. In fact, it's often difficult to find. There's some evidence for vitamin B complex and calcium channel blockers, but today we're going to focus around non-pharmacologic therapy. These are therapies that are used both for prevention and the treatment. We're looking at an article from the Journal of Physiotherapy. It asks the clinical question, do leg stretching exercises immediately before bedtime reduce the frequency and severity of nocturnal leg cramps in older adults? Mark, do they?
Well, they might. Another important question is, does tonic still have quinine in it? I seem to remember that one of them does, like Schweppes or Canada Dry. You know, up here at the lake, that's a really important question because a certain amount of tonic does get consumed, so I don't want to get purpuric here. But, this is we've told patients, and it has been recommended that if you get a lot of these cramps, you should stretch before you go to bed. Never really been well studied. So they found 80 adults, 55 and older, who had these leg cramps, and they do tend to be more common as folks get older. And everyone had at least one leg cramp a week, which is, quite a bit. I mean, I've gotten them maybe once every 6 months or so. So once a week sounds like a lot to me. They excluded anyone who was taking any sedative, hypnotics, or quinine. And then they randomized them to either get instructions on daily leg stretches or they were told not to stretch at all. And then they had various specific instructions, calf stretches, hamstring stretches. And if you look at the original article, it has some pretty detailed instructions and some pictures on how to advise our patients. And so the individuals, they obviously knew what they were taking, what they were assigned to, but the allocation to groups was concealed, which is good. And they were able to follow everyone up. And they looked at changes in the number of cramps and then how bad each one was using a 10-centimeter visual analog scale. So that's basically a 10-centimeter line where 0 is great and 10 is horrible. And they, had people mark on the line how bad their cramps were. And so it was a good study, and they found that stretching did reduce the number of cramps with about a little more than one fewer cramps per night on average, which is, quite a bit. The severity of cramps stayed the same in the control group, but it was improved in the stretching group by about 13% on that scale. And when we look at those scales, that's sort of one of the teaching points is if you have enough patients, you can find find a very tiny difference on a scale like that, but it's probably not clinically meaningful. You know, to be clinically meaningful, a patient should go from saying, well, it hurts a little, to it hurts moderately, or it hurts a lot, to it hurts moderately. And to have that kind of, I really feel like it helped me change, usually it's right around that 13% or 15% is what you look for. So if it's less than that, it's probably not clinically too meaningful. If it's more than that, it probably is, and this is kind of borderline. But certainly there were less cramps, and they appeared to be at least somewhat less severe.
Was the exercise or stretching regimen, was it onerous? I mean, was it a few minutes? Was it?
No, just didn't look bad. I mean, you know, 5 minutes or so would probably do it, maybe 10 at the most.
Yeah, that's something that we can certainly recommend to our patients, and it probably particularly elderly patients who have a higher incidence of being on lots of medicines, that there are advantages to having them stretch, although, again, you want to be careful they don't fall and break a hip or something.
Yeah, that's unintended consequences, right, if they're standing on one leg or something. But no, these were pretty simple stretches to do. I don't think they were too dangerous.
Excellent. Excellent. Small little study. It sounds like it was well done. You know, these visual analog skills are sort of neat. And, you know, I think what they're trying to do, right, is to take away some of the subjective, you know, a little better, a lot better, and somehow quantitate it. And as you say, mm-hmm. there are some problems with that, but it probably is better than the old-fashioned way of, you know, do you feel any better?
Well, yeah, and I think we just need to be aware. Sometimes, like, I remember some studies of dementia drugs and things like that where, you know, you can have a scale, whether it's a visual analog scale or something else. If you have a 70-point scale and there's a 2-point improvement, which is about what the dementia drugs do on a 70-point scale, you know, that's statistically significant if you have thousands and thousands of patients, but it's clinically meaningless. And so, you know, we always have to make sure we keep those two things in mind.
Excellent point on the research protocol and interesting treatment for patients with leg cramps. So we'll talk with you again next week, Mark.
All right. See you then.
Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.